Brian says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, a country boy can survive. And surviving's a little bit easier tonight. Because Roy Moore, well, hell, let me not spoil the tension here for those of you who don't know already. Out there in our audience, live audience, of course, here on the Trump phenomenon on September 26, 2017. And, well, the big event today, the election. In Alabama, the results are coming in right now. 13%. Let me just look here. I'm gonna kind of work this a little bit. George is with us on the East Coast. Hi, George.
George is here. And before you get too far in it, I just want to mention I've been listening for days to all sorts of conservative talk radio, and there's just an avalanche of Americans going, we absolutely love Donald Trump for putting the NFL weasels in their place. It's 10-1 in favor of us, and it would suit me fine if the National Football League goes completely bankrupt.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be sweet? I mean, that would be an unprecedented event in American history. I love it. Imagine these billionaire team owners taking total losses on their teams. I love that. That would be wonderful. A little bit much to hope for, but the switching from that good news to now I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag on the election results. So much for my buildup of tension here. The results are coming in right now in Alabama. The election was today. Luther Strange, the swamp candidate, versus Roy Moore, the Patriot candidate. And right now, 16% of the votes are counted, 360 from 360 of 2,286 precincts. And Roy Moore is leading, drum roll, and the count right now, the total, 40, rounding it off, 42,000 votes for Roy Moore, 30,000 votes for Luther Strange. And those that breaks down into percentage of 58% more, and I'll even round it up for Luther Strange, 42% Strange, 16% margin, folks. That in politics is a landslide. So the I had to go get I'll play during a break or something. I'll go grab a couple seconds of Stevie Nicks's landslide song. And very good news. So we'll cover this throughout our short hour together here. The results will keep coming in, and they're being updated automatically. They just jumped up to 18%. The percentage now is an even 58 more, 42 Strange. That's still 16%. And the counties are coming in. I'm looking here at the map of Alabama. Luther Strange leading in just a few counties, predictably Birmingham, which is, you know, that's usually where the rot sets in our states, is in the bigger cities. Mobile, of course, is a pretty big town, so a lot of good folks down there, but Strange is leading in Mobile and just a couple other counties. But pretty much the whole map is in the red color of Roy Moore. Huntsville has not come in yet at all. Let's see, Huntsville. Let me look for any count from Huntsville, which is Madison County. I don't see any count at all for Madison. That could be interesting because that is where the Luther Strange rally of Friday was held, featuring Donald Trump. And you can bet that Donald Trump, if he's in the White House or Mar-a-Lago or wherever he may be tonight, he's watching these results. And I'm guessing this, George, he's liking them a lot.
Well, James, if Luther loses, I wonder if he'll blame the Russians.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Or demand a recount.
Memo to Robert Mueller. Dispatch six of your seven-figure, and that's how much these guys make, seven-figure attorneys to investigate whether the Russians manipulated this primary in favor of Roy Moore. Memo to
Bob. Yeah, it was all Vladimir Putin's fault. My name's Victor. My name's Luther Strange, and I endorse this message.
I approve this message, yes. So, folks, if you want to get in on the show tonight, it's live, 800-313-9443. In fact, let me acknowledge here, while we're on the subject, I'll just say a good patriot in Jackson, Michigan. I got a contribution from him today there in Jackson, Michigan. That's all the identification I'll give. Thank you very much, sir. Much appreciated. And, folks, if you want to help the show keep on rolling for the next seven and a half years down the tracks with the Trump train, you can do that by sending in a contribution, as our friend and our listener in Jackson, Michigan did. The way to do it, just send it to my name, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, a single digit, 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, which is abbreviated MN, 56721. That's a pretty darn easy address to get down on paper. And you can send any contribution will be appreciated. I think the smallest I've received is, I think I got a dollar once. And I think we've never gotten a really big contribution, but some folks have sent in $100. Man, does that make a difference? Even more. There's a very special person out there who's donated even more. So that's all very appreciated, and it'll keep this show on the road. Let's look at the count now here. See, it's coming up fast, 22% now. And the margin growing. Oh, I like that. 57,000 patriots have voted for Roy Moore. Luther Strange has 40,000 people who were fooled. Good folks who got fooled by the, are you ready for this? $30 million of nasty, underhanded attack ads paid for by Mitch McConnell and his friends in the area called dark money. Mitch McConnell not being dark money, he's the Senate leadership campaign fund dispersed at the whim of Mitch McConnell. And let's just say we'll play taps here tonight for the Mitch McConnell role as Senate Majority Leader. I think that will be ending with more elections like this Roy Moore election tonight.
Can't happen fast enough. He's a real stinker of a Republican.
Yes, he is. And of course, Mitch McConnell sensed that. That's why he went all in. He went on all in, and he lost all in, folks. $30 million invested in Luther Strange. That is 10 times the amount of money spent by Roy Moore on his campaign. Outspent 10 to 1. And people in Alabama, our friend Rich there in Huntsville, if you want to call in Rich and give us a local update, that would be great. Said that when you turned on your TV set in Alabama, it was wall to wall Luther Strange ads saying lies, bad things, even about Roy Moore's wife. Nothing really bad about Roy Moore. I forget, the thing about his wife was something pretty small, but they even were attacking Roy Moore's wife. So dirt ball politics practiced, brought to a fever pitch by Mitch McConnell, and going all in. And Mitch McConnell, you're going to have to push away from the table now. You ain't got no chips on the table anymore, Mitch McConnell. You spent them all on Luther Strange. And most importantly, you exposed yourself, you revealed yourself by spending that much money to defeat a patriotic Republican. I mean, you know, I could understand, George, anybody could have a favorite in a race, one Republican versus another. You could maybe lend some support to one or the other. But to put $30 million behind a swamp candidate using dirty tactics, not talking issues, dirty tactics. For instance, some of the ads running day and night on every show in Alabama were claiming that Roy Moore doesn't support Donald Trump's wall. And this is a flat out lie. That's, you know, you showed your hand, Mitch McConnell. So how stupid can you get? Because even if Luther Strange had won, if that $30 million had worked, and Strange stole the election, McConnell still would have revealed himself, and it would be curtains for him. It's a very stupid play by Mitch McConnell. But as it turns out, it's even more wonderful than that. He lost big time. Let's look at the result here. Oh, yeah, 26%. And the lead is growing still. Roy Moore, 65,000. Patriot votes. Luther Strange, 47,000 good folks who got taken in. Let's see if Madison County is here yet at all. I don't see any. Madison, where are you? Madison, no votes reporting yet from Huntsville, Alabama, which is really Patriot country. Roy Moore comes from Patriot country in northern Alabama. So we'll see how that goes. Let me look over on the caller board here and see if anybody is lined up in a call. Our call-in number, folks, is 800-313-9443. So avail yourself of that if you would like to participate. Let's look at the top headline here on Breitbart. See what they've got going. I'm assuming they're going to have this story. Let's see here. I'll hit refresh on my Breitbart. There it is right there. All right, I'll hit F5, the proverbial refresh key. Judge Roy Moore's grassroots muscle versus Luther Strange's corporate money in Alabama GOP Senate runoff. And you can be sure that the Breitbart folks right now are typing up a brand new headline, watching these results as we do. And that's the beauty of Breitbart. This is a 24-hour a day around the world, different time zones, not just 24 hours a day. It's 24 hours a day in London, in their Mexico bureau, or Texas bureau, which covers Mexico, their Los Angeles bureau. So they span the globe, and they're working around the clock. Here comes the judge. Now the top headline, they're flashing it with their what they call their live wire. Oh, I like this new feature. Here comes the judge. Moore up double digits early. They also add an exit poll. Blowout in Bama. I like that. Here's the next headline. Mitch on the hot seat. Tax reform is next. And here's another good story, folks. One of the early Never Trumpers and a guy, get this, George. I don't know if you remember this. Senator Corker of Tennessee. Just a few weeks ago, questioned Donald Trump's sanity. I don't know if you remember that.
I sure do.
All right. Well, everybody say bye-bye to Senator Corker, who announces his retirement.
Cool.
Now, bye. See, folks, it's happening. It's happening. And this, what Steve Bannon outlined to us yesterday at his rally in Fairhope, Alabama, he's got the winning formula, folks. And I agree with Nigel Farage. Let's see, what did he say? He called Steve Bannon the greatest political thinker and activist, and I've been quoting it as in the world today, but a friend of mine called me and said, he actually said in the West today. So I'll go back and check on that, but it's tantamount, same thing. If you're the greatest in the West, you're the greatest in the world. The greatest political thinker and activist today, Steve Bannon. Senator Bob Corker. So and Bannon, remember Bannon said, when I was in the White House, in the West Wing, he had his own office there, I had influence. So he could walk down the hallway and participate in an argument or a debate with Jared Kushner, whose office was right next to him, or an argument with H.R. McMaster or somebody else. And he had influence. He says, now that I'm out of the White House, I have power. Well, folks, we're witnessing it right now. He's wielding that power. Here's the headline. Senator Bob Corker announces retirement one day after Breitbart reports on his $3 million swap deal. Senator Bob Corker, Republican of Tennessee, announced late Tuesday afternoon, that's today, he will not be seeking re-election to a third term in the Senate in 2018. So here we're going to get another patriot, folks. Just hours before polls were scheduled to close in the Alabama U.S. Senate Republican runoff election between Moore and Corker's establishment ally, Senator Luther Strange. So, see, we're getting a twofer here, folks. Corker sees the writing on the wall. Corker's surprising announcement came one day after the publication of the third story in a series by Breitbart News. See, they pile on, don't they? Bannon takes no prisoners. A third story in a series by Breitbart News that documented his sweetheart deal investment in a Mobile, Alabama retail center arranged by a law firm that donated $28,000 to Luther Strange's Senate campaign. Oh my gosh, you can't make this stuff up. In that deal.
That's how the other half lives, James.
Yeah, Corker, see you later, alligator. In that deal, Corker, these guys have great names, don't they? Strange, Corker. In that deal, Corker is expected to receive more than $3 million in sales tax payments made by Alabama consumers to the city of Mobile over the next 20 years as part of a sales tax rebate incentive to a development company in which Corker has a 13% ownership interest. Let's see here. So Breitbart's all over this. They don't just run a series. They run a three-part series on Corker until they got him nailed. Corker drew the ire. It's a good word, isn't it? Ire of Tennessee Republicans with his very public recent criticisms of President Trump. These criticisms fell flat in a state which our president won by a 61% to 35% margin. He won 92 of 95 counties. Did I say Corker was stupid?
You did.
Yeah, Corker was apparently one of several Republican senators who gave President Trump the very bad advice of endorsing Strange, the establishment Republican choice in the Alabama Republican primary. He compounded that bad advice. Now, folks, I'm reading. This is a news story. This is the way Breitbart writes news. This is new style news. This is, no, not new style. The New York Times has been writing news like this from the other side for the longest time. But this is now us writing what you could call advocacy news. And that phrase might catch on. Advocacy news. That's what Breitbart does. They don't conceal the fact that they're an advocate. They're not pretending, we're just giving you some facts and you decide. No. They're advocating. He compounded that bad advice when, Corker, come back for this in just a minute. And if you want to fire up a call, do it now during a break. We'll see you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, folks. Some great music there from our engineer as we are we're celebrating tonight, and I'll throw in a tune myself here. I remember watching this in the Rose Bowl, or not in the Rose Bowl, in the Hollywood Bowl. It was in the Hollywood Bowl that I heard this live, and here it is, Stevie Nicks live, here it is. The landslide, that's what we're witnessing tonight.
And I turned around and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Changing ocean tide.
got to turn it down there. But that was Stevie Nicks at the Hollywood Bowl. And the guitar you heard there was just Stevie Nicks in her more mature voice, lower voice, still incredibly beautiful. And the guitar was Lindsey Buckingham. And I got to talk to I actually got to meet Lindsey Buckingham in the checkout line at Vons in Santa Monica. You know, it used to be a Safeway. And he was in line with me there. And I looked over, and other people in line didn't realize they were standing right next to the Lindsey Buckingham. In anybody's list of the five greatest rock guitarists of all time, he's in the list. And anyway, so got to talk to him for a long time out in the parking lot there. But we're getting a landslide tonight. Let's go back to the landslide. Let me turn that one down there, and let's find our reporting here, live reporting here. I'll give you the count right now. 42% reporting in the Alabama election landslide. 105 Patriots voting for Roy Moore, who's already now been declared the winner by the New York Times. Luther Strange with 79,000 votes. The percentage right now, folks, 57% more, 43 Strange. So 14%, George.
So far, so good.
Yeah, and now let's look at how this plays with several different audiences. How does it play with Donald Trump? How does it play with Mitch McConnell and the swamp? How does it play with Patriots across the country? Oh, it plays very, very well. Start with Patriots across the country. What we just found out, and we got to thank Donald Trump for this. It may be inadvertent, but Donald Trump, by not being part of the Roy Moore victory, demonstrated to all of you out there that you, the riders on the Trump train, are not passive riders on a Trump train with a locomotive being Donald Trump, and you just hang on for the ride and try not to fall off the train. No, you're not passive riders. You're active participants who can elect a Roy Moore without Donald Trump. Wow. Now that is a real train that you're on. So you're pulling. It's not just Trump. And he enabled us to find this out by not endorsing Roy Moore. We'll talk about that more in just a second. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Celebratory evening, and very important. I mentioned we'll see how this plays out. With Patriots, we just found out that the Trump train is bigger than Donald Trump. We already knew it, but this was a living technicolor demonstration of that fact. In spite of the fact that Donald Trump endorsed Luther Strange, Roy Moore clobbering Luther Strange, the vote total right now with 46% reporting. It's a 14-plus percentage point lead for Roy Moore. That's a landslide. So among us patriots, we found out that we're all active pullers on the Trump train. How does this play? And that's incredibly good news. That's what we want out of all this. We don't want a guy, a one man white knight on a charger who is going to save all of us from ourselves. That's an impossible model. We want to save ourselves. And that's what we're seeing here, is that we're coming together as a family. We can elect somebody like Roy Moore. Senator Corker getting out of Dodge while the getting's good, just retired today. So who's going to replace Bob Corker in Tennessee? Well, the slate is clear. we can find a real Trump patriot in Tennessee, we will do that. And we'll elect that senator. How does this play with Donald Trump himself? Well, very important. I mean, think about it. If you're Donald Trump right now, you just found out something. You just found out you're also that the Trump train is bigger than yourself. I don't know how much he needed any clarification on that, but maybe Donald Trump himself has found out, hey, when I said I started a movement, it's not a campaign, it's a movement. Hey, I was right. It is a movement. And here's the important one, folks. I can't contradict that movement that I started. I need to pay attention to Laura Ingraham. I need to pay attention to Ann Coulter, Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh. I need to pay attention to these people. I need to listen to the passengers. Wait a minute. They're not passengers, are they? The other team members on the Trump train. And there you go. That's a wonderful, wonderful effect of today. All of this coming from this one election in Alabama, special election to replace Jeff Sessions. And then how does this play with our enemies? Well, scares the hell out of them, don't you think, George?
I think it scares the GOP even more.
Yeah, well, I said our enemies. Sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of an oxymoron. I agree.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, did Bob Corker look like somebody's scared out of his wits today? He's quitting. Who else is in the on the list here? How about Jeff Flake, Senator of Arizona? So watch out, Jeff Flake. Donald Trump has said we're going to come up. There's a verb now active, but it's called primarying somebody. We're going to primary you. I heard this most notably used by Ron Paul. I was there with Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party, I don't think we had created it yet. But this was about 2008, and we were at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Bill drove me out, two of us, from Los Angeles, and we Bill met privately with Ron Paul and Carol Paul. Wow. He had just hosted Ron Paul's VIP dinner in Southern California, $2,000 a plate dinner, raising money for his 2008 campaign. And but Ron Paul was having a political education seminar there at Bally's. A lot of people were there. He held nine of those that year, nine of these seminars all across the country in places like Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. And this one at Bally's, and Ron Paul got up on the stage, and he said a lot of really important things. One thing he said is, if you want to get somewhere in politics, you got to primary your opponent. You got to let him know. Well, the principle he said is, you will not be respected in politics unless you let your opponent know you can hurt him. He said, this is not a nice game. No patty cake. You have, if they don't think you can and will hurt them, they're going to laugh you off. So he said, show them that you can take away their money, that you can scare away their contributors. That can hurt them. Show them you can do that, and they'll listen to you. Another way to show them you can hurt them is tell them, I'm going to primary you. They're afraid of that. They do not want a primary opponent. They want to run unopposed in the Republican Party. So that's what we're looking at here, folks. The Patriots are going to be, with Judge Roy Moore, we're starting a run of primarying people. So get used to that verb. Jeff Flake is going to get primaried in Arizona. And all the others who have been rhinos, never Trumpers, they're going to get primaried if they're up for re-election in 2018 in the Senate. And all of them, because they all are up for re-election every 2 years in 2018 in the House. So Paul Ryan is going to get primaried. And Mitch McConnell is not up for re-election, so he's not going to get primaried. But I think we can realistically hope he will be voted out as the Senate Majority Leader, and he'll just be a nobody from Kentucky. He's very unpopular in Kentucky right now. So there you go. If you want to call into George or myself, comment or question, 800-313-9443 is the number. And let's take a look at the vote total again here. This is going to be our main interest tonight. 53% reporting. The margin is now 56.7 to 43.3. And that works out to smart people like George can do that in their head. But that's 13.4%, folks. And again, still a landslide.
And the Russians did it.
Yes, the Russians did it. So we will see tomorrow morning. You will see the lamestream media, the fake news, as Steve Bannon called it yesterday in Fairhope, Alabama. The fake news media are going to be having a freak out because this Moore victory puts a lot of writing on the wall, George.
Puts a lot of pressure on too. I'm enjoying that. No, it was a little off topic, but this business, Trump did one of the most politically incorrect things, even comprehensible. And we're all supposed to bow and scrape and worship, well, those athletes. He not only did not worship them, he called them SOB. So now he's made it possible for new candidates to do the same thing.
I'm trying to see if there's a live stream of, I'll bet you right now, folks, that Roy Moore is, let's see, this might be it. Hang on. This might be his live victory speech. Let's just see. I'll tell you, we get so lucky on this show with things like this. Let me see if I can't get a, we're at his victory headquarters. I see an Alabama flag being waved. And I don't think he's come out yet for his victory speech. Let's see. Has he given it yet? I'm not seeing it. I'm just seeing the flag waving there at his headquarters and very happy-looking people. So there you go. Well, I'll keep an eye on that with one eye. And looking at the Alabama counties, I'll tell you one county I wouldn't mind living in. Henry County. I used to live in the Florida Panhandle, which is called the Redneck Riviera. Right below Alabama there is that panhandle of Florida. And the Alabamians regard it as theirs. Those beautiful white sand beaches, it's sugar sand, they call it. We called it when I lived there. When you walk in it, it crunches just like fresh snow. It's so wonderful, and it's as white as snow. Anyway, that's a very white area, and it's called the Redneck Riviera. And so Henry County is right up the road there, and they would spend their time on the beach, in our beaches. And Henry County voted 74.2% for Roy Moore so far. Luther Strange got 25%. That's the most patriotic county in Alabama. Very small county, but boy, that would be a good one to live in. So you'd have some good neighbors there.
Sure. Hey, George, James, check your board.
Okay. Scott in California. Scott, sir, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Jamie. Why would Donald Trump support Strange? Was it a favor to McConnell who dished out $30 million? Or why would he do that? We remember Judge Roy Moore. He's the one that stood for the Ten Commandments, remember? And I think they took him down or something when he was a judge.
He lost his he was by a judicial board removed him. Can you imagine this? Removed him. How could a judicial board do this as the Chief Justice of Alabama? Because he insisted that he would have the Ten Commandments on display in his courtroom and in his courthouse. This is the Chief Justice, folks. And then he was removed again, suspended a second time. He was reelected. He ran for, like the great man he is, he ran again. And he asked the voters of Alabama, do you want me as your Chief Justice? They said, damn right, we sure do. They voted him again overwhelmingly, the way they're doing it right now. He was then suspended a second time because he refused to enforce the same-sex marriage law that it was coming out of Washington. And
why would Trump back him? I mean, it's so
okay,
obvious.
Now answer that question. Yeah. Well, let's see. This is speculation now. Donald Trump gave his reason in his speech there in when he said SOB, his SOB speech, which is wonderful just on that basis alone. But in that very same speech, he said that he endorsed Luther Strange because Strange had treated him well as president in the 6 months that he'd been president. He had had some good interaction with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump said, there's such a thing as loyalty in America. And then in his next sentence, he said, maybe I made a mistake in endorsing Luther Strange. And can you imagine if you're Luther Strange in the audience and you're hearing the guy saying, maybe I made a mistake? I mean, that's not much of a... An image comes to my mind. Can you imagine being at the altar and the father's giving away the bride to you, and both he and his daughter say, "Maybe we made a mistake."
that would be strange. Yes. Tell me what's the point of these athletes kneeling during the anthem? I'm not getting that. What's the point?
Well, George has made the point. These people, fortunately for us, our enemies are so stupid that they, they make you, there's no good rationale for what they're doing. They are seething with such resentment at who we are, at the country we are, at this great nation that our people have built, that they come up with a stupid thing like kneeling in the middle of the anthem. What are they thinking? It's utterly stupid.
I don't understand it.
Well, the meaning it has is if these people, I know that I guess in your case they couldn't get away with it, but if they could spit in your face, that's the meaning.
Well, they're kneeling because they can't give the finger without really losing their jobs, but they can kneel and send the same message.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand the message they're sending, though. I mean, look at the money they make. What does kneeling, that just shows obeisance to either God or flag and country to me. That's how I view it.
Oh, I see. Oh, the kneeling part. Well, they're doing anything. In other words, what do you do? Like, when the strains of the national anthem come up, and the band strikes up the song, everybody does what? Remove your hat. You stand, put your hand on your heart, or you salute. So they're making sure by sitting down when everybody else is standing up, you see, they're contradicting, spitting in our face, giving the finger to all.
Well, they did more than merely, kneel. The other day, the whole team refused to come out onto the field, and they just missed the national anthem.
Why don't they just lay down?
On the Pittsburgh Steelers said, no, I'm going to do it. And he went out by himself. He was a decorated veteran from one of the Middle Eastern wars. He went out there by himself with his hand over his heart and stood through the whole national anthem while all the rest of his Pittsburgh Steelers teammates sat in the locker room. So this has been planned for a while. It's a slap in the face in America. They hate Donald Trump, and they hate us.
Yeah, and Scott,
I would think they would just lay down. Why don't they just lay down? Wouldn't that make more to their point?
Well,
if they just
lay
down,
well, that might be next. I mean, who knows what they're going to do?
They're on a grass field. Yeah, they're on a grass field. I think if they were on a bench, they'd just stay on their butt. So on.
I still don't get it. But I'm glad Moore is winning in spite of Trump's anti-whatever, but thanks for explaining those. Y'all have a good evening, okay?
Scott, hang on just a moment more, if you would, please. A very good question from you. Deserves a more complete answer. The part of the beauty of what just happened, you know, all of us love Donald Trump, and all of us appreciate what he has done more for us than any other political figure in our lives. But he's not flawless. You know, he's able to make mistakes. He's able to make a bad call.
He's not infallible.
He's not infallible.
Andrew Jackson killed the bank, and that was the only time we ever had a zero debt. So if Donald Trump can kill the bank
stay there, Scott. We'll come right back to your point after this break. Be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks. And I was just listening to that promotional piece for Republic Broadcasting Network that you just heard with me. Boy, that is very encouraging to hear. Just as Steve Bannon is the genius behind building from nothing the Breitbart brand, well, John Stadmiller is the genius building our Republic Broadcasting Network brand. So in exactly the same way, well, not exactly, but in like manner to Breitbart, John Stadtmiller is coming up with ways to expand the reach, expand the footprint of RBN. So thank you, John, for doing that. That is really great. Thank you. Now, going back to Breitbart, the headline here, Judge Moore overcomes McConnell, Trump, Pence, $30 million to win Alabama Senate primary. I'm talking to Scott in California, and you asked a good question, Scott. Why did Trump make this mistake? Well, he made a mistake. I think the main explanation is he made a mistake. I think he had bad information. There, various things could contribute to this. I think some of the people around him, some of the neocons and the never-Trumpers were in his immediate vicinity, gave him very bad information. He was probably told Luther Strange is going to win. In his Huntsville speech, he said, gee, it's very close, isn't it? He was standing on the stage there after he'd, called these guys SOBs. He said, it's real close, right? And you could hear the crowds kind of going, nah, it wasn't real close. So he got bad information. He felt that loyalty. Strange had done a few good votes for him. And he was in the Senate, so he was already in the Senate. So a combination of mistakes by Donald Trump, one of his mistakes being, which I think we will not see him so readily repeat this mistake, he kind of got a little out of communication with people like Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity. So he's going to check in with those folks and us. He's going to look at Republic Broadcasting Network more often. Look at Breitbart. I think he's going to start looking at Breitbart about every 10 minutes. Does that help answer that question there, Scott?
Very good there, my friends. Y'all take care. And, thanks for explaining that. I'm still a little confused about these overpaid footballers and, I don't know. I just... Anything to whine about. We've got a whole bunch of crybabies, and you know what? I'm just glad we don't have that woman ruling over us.
Hey, maybe we could have an NFL. Yeah, how about if it's NFL stadiums? I mean, just for fun here, folks. I'm just saying this all in fun, okay? What if, these crowds are loving to chant, with any excuse, lock her up, lock her up. How about if you had 100,000 people in an NFL stadium chanting, lock them up, lock them up? Just in fun, folks. Main thing is just fire them and of course, stop patronizing them. I think we've run out of time. Scott, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that'll be our last word, folks. Thank you. See you tomorrow night.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
92 Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.